Heita heita ola Zimbabwe ndeipiko hama dzangu ndinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo Thick Connection with yours truly your boy Mike Hove aka Big Mike. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo Thick Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday the 16th of July 2019 and once again Zimbabwe omuhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomugamuchirai. Welcome mune chirongwa chedu uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Mina igama lami, my name is Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. Tonight on The Connection, we talk politics. Bafethu ezombangazwe, ezombusazwe, nyaye politics. During the most recent rally held in Mashingo, MDC President Advocate Nelson Chamisa told Zimbabweans to stand by as he'll soon be mobilizing party members to engage in nationwide protests. This notion was supported by the MDC Youth League, the Youth League's leadership, Obey Stole to be particular. He's the one who was speaking at this rally. ZANU-PF, on the other hand, are dismissing these protests and saying, ibandlele MDC bathore MDC vadongo bvisa president Emmerson Mnangagwa pachigaro chekuva mutungamiriri wenyika. But Zulukandaba, the part that we're focusing on is as demonstrated in all protests, not all in Zimbabwe, however in majority of protests in Zimbabwe, young people, abantu abasakhulayo, vanhu vechidiki, are at the forefront of these protests. What's your take on nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa? +12024650318 is the number of text on WhatsApp. Or, of course, Zimbabwe Omuhle, as always, like I always like to say, call me, Zimbabwe Omuhle, munogona kutifonera muchirongwa. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call me live pachirongwa. Tirikutepfenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 AM, medium wave frequency, 4930/6065, uyezve 15460 kHz. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet, munokwanisa kuti bata pa www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course not to forget www.voandebele.com. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, for those that love ubulombo bokuxhumana obe Facebook, vanofarira Facebook, tiri kutepfenyura live pamapeji edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele. So you can write your comments there, fagana ma hats, musakanganu kushia chirongwa, kuitira kuti tionene uwandu hwedu, vanenda kupinda muchirongwa, musakanganu kunyora manamba, ipapo, kuitira kuti tizowana mukana wekufonerai. Zimbabwe Omuhle, join the program.
Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Hey, wena DJ Skyva, ingoma eka DJ Skyva, kanzioka DJ Skyva, hanzi, ey imali ekolo. Shout out to DJ Skyva and congratulations on winning this year's Bulawayo Arts Award. He was one of the winners. At BigMike3 is the username on Instagram. Uye Jepa Twitter. However, Zimbabwe Mutle, if you're looking to talk to me after the program, Dubopando Batikana. But for the next hour, Tripana Papa Mapeje, Matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Uye Jepa, VOA Zimbabwe. This is on Facebook. Musakangane Jakarik, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, Uye Jepa Radio. Web pages are www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, Uye Jepa www.voandebele.com. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Nasimchirongwa tukubata nyaye politics. As mentioned earlier on, MDC leader Advocate Nelson Chamisa has told Zimbabweans to stand by because he's soon going to be mobilizing his party members to engage in nationwide protests. This, of course, once again, is a notion that was supported by the MDC Youth League's leadership, or Base Tole to be particular. This all happened during MDC's most recent rally held in Mashingo. Let's head over to Studio 7 correspondent Gandri Maramba, who's going to let us know what exactly happened in Mashingo.
Vachitaura pamusangano wavaita nezvuru zvevatsigiri vebato ravo munhandara yemucheke mudhorobha remasvingo. Vachamisa vati vanhu vanofanira kuratidza kunyunyuta kwavo nekuoma kwakaita upenyu munyika kubudikidza nekupinda mumigwagwa murunyararo vachitedzera mutemo uri mubumiro renyika.
Hama dzangu, manzwa programu yatiri kutaura yese inoda kuti iwe neni tive nebasa. Hatidi munhu anozoti kana tagadzira nyika yedu waoni kwaiwo usipo. Ndanzwa zvamataura kuti muri red, asi toda kumeka sure kuti munhu wese ari red. Toita zvinhu zvedu in a peaceful manner, non-violent manner, constitutionally. Torakidza kuti munyika mekuZimbabwe hatidhererwi. Vakauya Mnangagwa akati ndinda wina, tikanyarara. Akauya akati ndakuisa bond note neUS dollar 1:1, tikanyarara. The time is coming.
Vachamisa vapomera hurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa mhosva yekuondonga upfumi hwenyika kubudikidza nehori vachiti munyika zvinhu zvose zvave kunetsa kuwana. Vati vanoshushikana zvikuru apo veruzhinji vanopedza nguva yakawanda vasina mvura nemagetsi asi vanotonga vachirarama upenyu hwepamusoro. Vati izvi zviri kukonzerwa nehori muhurumende iri kutonga nekudaro zvinofanira kupera. Mukuru wevechidiki vebato iri vaObase Tole vaudza vatsigiri vavo kuti vechidiki vanotsigira mutungamiri wavo pakuti vanhu vapinde mumigwagwa.
Tinozviziva kuti mayouth are the majority in this country, but when it comes to the respect of the young people, Emmerson Mnangagwa doesn't understand that. Chisa Bama Chisa. So this is the reason why we are standing here today saying going forward this country needs new leadership in the name of Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Saka mufuzo wote tinozvizadzisa sei tikavhura bumbiro redu remutemo section 59 inotendera iwe neni kuti simudzire hondo yechimurenga through demonstrations. Izvozvo ndozvatichaita sevanhu vechidiki.
Vachamisa vati vanhu vazhinji vakamirira kunzwa kuti kuratidza uku kuchaitwa rini, vachiti vacharidza muridzo munguva shoma shoma inotevera nekuti vakataura zuva iri vanongwadza hurumende. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Masvingo, ndini Gandri Maramba.
All right there, special shout out to Vagandri Maramba, Studio 7 correspondent who's based in Mashingo. Tinotenda zvikuru vaMaramba. As mentioned in Gandri Maramba's report, Zimbabwe Mutle, one of the issues that is motivating Advocate Nelson Chamisa and the youth, Vana Obase Tole, to take to the streets of Zimbabwe is the issue of electricity. E Zimbabwe, wulo tubo, lokuswelakala kwegesi. Electricity, ayisikubatika, zesa, yanetsa munyika. Let's head over to Harare, whereby VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga is going to break it down more for us.
Like most parts of the country, Harare gets power for just 7 hours per day, and it comes during the night. Workers like welder Nelson Mujuwen have been forced to switch to the night shift. But they need more power availability to be able to handle all of their workload.
If the government can give us electricity during the day, I think we can be able to meet our targets. Because actually we actually getting some orders from clients and we won't be able to meet our targets.
Zimbabwe's power shortage is the worst in at least 3 years, and the analysts say it is costing millions of dollars a day in lost productivity. While generators are common, Zimbabwe's ongoing fuel shortage makes running them all day too expensive for many.
Actually, we've decided to some generators sometimes during the day, but it won't be, actually, most of the generators, we can only work for 4 hours, then we cut them off. But because if you constantly use them, by the end of the day, we won't be able to have that same generator again, because actually they have a time frame for working. So we end up coming in the evening again and working in the night.
Zimbabwe is negotiating with Mozambique and South Africa to provide more power exports. Harare hopes the talks will bear fruit after it paid South Africa $10 million in June for power export debt. Authorities blame the power shortage on $100 million owed to Zimbabwe's Electricity Supply Authority, or ZESA.
We all need to pay our debts to assure ourselves of power. I also want to make a specific public appeal to commerce and industry. They also owe significant amounts of money, and we would, without power, they can't operate. And when they don't operate, life becomes very difficult for all of us. You say that you are affected even though you are paying. We need that to stop.
For ordinary workers like Mujuem, less power means less income and having to work during the cold nights. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare.
Ta-ta-ta, kialeboha, tanki-tanki, papa. Thank you so much, Columbus Mavunga. They're breaking it down, what exactly is happening, kwarare. Panyaye getsi, nyayema getsi anetsa mnyika. That's one of the issues that Advocate Nelson Chamisa was touching on at his rally in Mashingo, where he was saying, we can't mention the date now, but soon and very soon, we're going to be taking to the streets of Zimbabwe. Notuvaneta ne mamirakaita zvinhu munyika. Asi, let's hear kuti vechidiki vebato veZANU-PF vanoti na zvezvozvo. Join me live via telephone from Bulawayo. Gontutuzea tunga e Zimbabwe is Munashe Mtutswa. Munashe is a youth member of vandla ele ZANU-PF. Munashe, nya kwamukela kuhlelo putas. Kemnati, mina ngishap, wenu njani?
Mina ngishap kakhulu.
Udaba olukhona egudwini bafo uluzwile. Nangu Nelson Chamisa usisithi, hayi, ngesikhatshana esizayo, we're going to be taking to the streets of Zimbabwe. Ngenxa yokuthi sebekhathele ngesimo sezinto eZimbabwe. Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo bebandla leZANU-PF, litheni ngalokho?
Thina njengabasakhula babandla leZANU-PF asikula nje singayisho ngendlela ehambelana ngokuthi thina savotela ibandla leZANU-PF ngo-2018 last year ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa leZANU-PF isikhokhelele sibe ne-5 years up to 2023. And siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa uthe ngena leZANU-PF ikhulumele ukuthi iZimbabwe is now open for business, number one. Zimbabwe is also open for democracy. Everyone is allowed to protest. Everyone is allowed to picket. Everyone is allowed to petition government or whoever they want to. So they have decided as an instrument within the council of a demonstration or whatever, for whatever else. You know, we are very little to move. We don't have a problem with that because they are democratic rights. The thing I've found out in the last year is that our rights are in the enjoyment of their rights, the infringement on the rights of Aranya Randu. The majority of the people who may not be interested in their demonstration. This is the only thing that we can only say in as far as if they are with demonstration is concerned. We know that a few days ago they launched or they published a document RIT Reload, which is just in my view reloaded nonsense, because there is nothing that is factual there. There is nothing that really matters in there. It's just a lot of words that have been put together just to, so that they can maybe justify my donors about they are doing something. But then, within the context of that business, they talk of a lot of things that are very unconstitutional. They talk of national transitional authority. They talk of a lot of things that really don't make any sense. But the people people of Zimbabwe spoke very clearly last year.
However, Munashe, tell me something. Nina njengaba chabe bandlele zanu PF is saying ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa has continued with the rhetoric. Zimbabwe is open for business. Izinto zizalunga. Kodwa isimo elizweni, the situation in the country keeps deteriorating by the day. Inflation is increasing. The unemployment situation, which is one of the reasons that's pushing young people to want to protest, it's not getting any better. How do you then turn around and justify that?
Well, there is no justification for the situation as it is. What people need to appreciate the fact that I think as we got into this second republic after the election of July 2018, and after the appointment of the Minister of Finance that year, we were going through what is called the Transitional Stabilizing Program, that is going to check us for the next 2 years. The idea of the program was going to say we're going to be having austerity in the country, there's going to be a lot of cutting and spending, there's going to be a lot of opening up of you know, revenue, avenues which can actually increase the revenue country. There's going to be a lot of expenditure cuts. So that's the point, but there's going to be a little bit of some pain before we can get to tenor. And in every way, even if you don't look like I'm a PVC, I know why not, because they are bitter. Medicine has never been tested. Medicine is always bitter, but it is always good for the person, because soon after taking the medicine, that person will then be good. The situation that we are currently facing right now, yes, people can talk of unemployment. Yes, people can talk of inflation. Yes, people can talk of a number of things. But one person, what people need to appreciate is the fact that these things are the temporary things that we have to eventually and inevitably go through so that we can then be where we should be. In electricity corner, we want to be the middle income economy, I think. Mm-hmm. So these things that we are seeing now are only temporary. And we don't want the politicians then, like in the craft and the making of Prime Minister, we don't want to take advantage of the situation that is in the country. Situation which was very well explained to the people, which are eyes are going through this phase, and then we are going to get to where we should be. Turbulence is also happening. Now, where Mike, where Zimbabwe, we have a lot of turbulence as you fly in. That doesn't mean it's also the figures in that, does it?
Mm-hmm. Hayi wathi ngikubambe kancane ecingweni uMnashe ngithatha omunye uguest wami wesibili ongenayo okuhlelwa ngithi.
Okay.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe muhle mava kunzwa kunaba uMnashe Mututsa Zanu PF youth member. But of course this topic wouldn't be nothing without bringing up the people who want to take to the streets, who want to organize these protests, vechidiki vebatore MDC. So joining me live via telephone variko ikoko kumasvingo ndi councillor Godfrey Kuraone. Vakuraone zviri kufamba. I'm going to go to Zimbabwe. Why are you looking to take to the streets of Zimbabwe?
Exactly, Mukoma Mike, and you go to the government for the way inside the Pindura, my issues are. Zimbabweans demonstrated in January, and the people were shot dead, and some were abducted, and some were disturbed. So, kanava kutaura na uye democracy and the demonstration, ndati vataure vachitarisa zvitiko zviviri izvozvo. Izvozvo zvinopoinda pakuti vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo yeZANU-PF, they don't respect those rights they want. Saka kana tasuka pakaya iyoyo mukuma muNashe dei vaita vachizvidzora pakutaura kwavo nokuti zvinonyadzisa kuti vanhu vanzwe mashoko iwavo asi vachiziva zvakaitika pazvitiko zviviri izvi. Chechipiri chavataura nyaya yekuti kwanzi nyaya yezviri kuitika iti temporary. When we remove the Mugabe, muchaona kuti even chingwa chaita dhola, but now it's not even less than $4. So I don't know how temporary is the temporary which he's talking about.
Mm.
Because it's a year and a half or more than a year and a half after Robert Mugabe. And he's still talking of temporary. So he was the issue of temporary for 3 years. So how about the second deal has make sense. But how do you talk about so pata kuti isu munikare Zimbabwe hakuna mabasa. Munikare Zimbabwe hakuna mari kuti vanhu vatenge. Munikare Zimbabwe inflation iri kukwira zuva nezuva. And Zimbabwe and we cannot just watch zvano zvichitika. So mashoko akataurwa nemutungamiriri weeveone uzochamisa. Ekuti tichapinda mazi hongu tichapinda. But isusu as MDC, we are a law abiding citizens. We are a law abiding party. Jaitova matano are constitutional to demonstrate into the streets kuti nyika yeZimbabwe vamunanga vari government yavo nepasi rose vaone kumuta kwedu nekuti hatiti kufara nokutadza kurada kwakaita nyika yeZimbabwe.
Zvino chindiudzaiwo mukoma Godfrey, you know, talking about the issue of how this is supposed to be something temporary, minister, I remember Minister Mthuli Ncube vachiti aiwa zvino munyika zvichatanga zvashata zvisati zvanaka. Do you not think that this is just an adverse reaction to something like that, because there's a lot of changes that are going on?
Ngatingatarisire kuona kunaka kwezvunhu kana vapedza kuti zvisati shate zvigonaka. Bati dambudzikwa zvaakiita mukoma Mike nderekuti zvikuramba zvichingoshata zvichingoshata nakushata. Tarisire kunaka handikuiona. Ini chandiri kuona, I'm just seeing a clueless minister in Mthuli Ncube. I'm just seeing a clueless head of state in Emmerson Mnangagwa. I'm seeing a clueless political party in ZANU-PF. They are running out of ideas. That is the reason why I'm so never going to change my policies. Zua nezua. Policy is not 2 months. You know, it's a month is 2 months. That is a sign of cluelessness. I'll just say something. Saka chavamo chishanaka, haina ini handina muono, handina chandino wona chishanje. No kuti takabvira ma 2017 vachiti aiwa imbomirai hapei time. Tikabvira ma 2018 akati aiwa imbomirai hapei time. We are now in 2019 and that's still talking about zvinhu itemporary. And that's still saying kuti kwanzi zvichanaka. Zvichanaka rini? So isusu we cannot wait. I think tambova patient enough. Asi at the moment we are now stretched and you cannot wait any longer.
Mhm. All right, regai tinzo kuti iye mukoma munasha anoti nezvamuri kutaura. Munasha usakone icingwe na still on the line?
Yes, I was just calling about.
Right. Godfrey gave us a mouthful here about four. He responded to what you said about this is supposed to be a temporary measure. What is temporary? Temporary kunini? 2017 was not so long ago. Namhla 2019. Sesi afika nangu 2020, we're looking 2020 down the barrel, but still isimo siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. How, what ungathini bafo?
Well, you know, that pendulum on that part. Because I can look at the pendulum, brother, or Kora Lapa. That Kuruma Kona, what is Kuruma and Akas, or Kuruma, what January? The MPC is a party that is very peaceful and all that. And he says, you know, it's only PF, and maybe government is only PF, I phone you, who would call it, I'm a right about it. But I think that is being mischievous, if I say so. Well, maybe the pendulum against the life of the sun, I am making my own consumers.
All right, kuluma ke ngesikhiwa ke ukuze wonke umuntu akuzwe.
Okay, section 59 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe is very expressive about the right to demonstrate, the right to petition government, and the right to picket. But then it has a part that is included there. It says that these demonstrations, these picketing, and these petitions should be done peacefully. We know what happened in January was not peaceful. The burning of 30 shops was not peaceful. The killing of police officers cannot be regarded as peaceful. The burning of cars, arson, and a lot of violent things that are happening is motor trigger, abandon the child. We cannot then say that it's peaceful. So we cannot then try and say MPG is peaceful when we know what it is. A few weeks ago, Mr. Valo MP, the vice chairman, he declared at a rally ukuthi they want to remove Emmerson Mnangagwa as president of the Republic of Zimbabwe before 2023. But the constitution is expressive that he was elected for 5 years and he's going to be president until 2023. So we cannot be talking about it as peaceful, because the only peaceful way in which someone can then relinquish power is through an election when they are elected out. And that election is only due in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming to the issue of Ekonaga Tesi, which is trying to raise and explain to the people, is clueless. What is happening is that we have a vision as a party, a formulated government. That government that is in power right now is saying we are going to be going towards a new income economy by 2030. But that thing has to be done in steps. It all feels as well as it might appear as if it's too much. But if it's going to be steps, the first step is through the transitional stabilizing program. The program is to stabilize the economy. You cannot fix the inter-errors company for 17 years and fix it in three months. Mm-hmm. So these things are taking time. We are fixing things fundamentals by fundamental. Right now, we have now introduced the current change. When it comes in, things will stabilize. So after a time, this is my rate. $1 was now going for $14. $1 for $15. But now we have the interbank market that has allowed that $1 to be 10, and right, it's around 8 to 9 somewhere there. Which means these things that are being done by government and these policies that are being offered, they are actually working. Obviously, the MDC cannot celebrate what government is doing because it's an opposition party. I think that is where our problem is. The problem is we have an opposition party that is co-offering opposition instead of an alternative party that is coming up with alternative policy position for government to look at. But if you want to reject, that is their agenda, that is their language. We have a Chinese right now is being pursued. It's not his agenda to do this demonstration. He's being pushed by Walawa or Okura Walawa or Otani Walawa. We would just go and make news, just go to the system, make news, so that we can force ZANU-PF into the negotiating table. What negotiating table? It's really not about the Zimbabweans, but it's about them getting a seat in the power couch. On that same rally, Nelson Chamisa said, Mnangagwa should leave power so that I lead the transition. Who are you? The people of Zimbabwe chose who is going to lead. If you want to call it transition. But the people of Zimbabwe have chosen, and they chose last year in July 2018, who would be want to be led by Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF to lead them for the next 5 years.
All right,
so if they want to lead, they should wait for 2023, and they will also lead.
All right. Ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, wathi ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi.
Okay.
Right, ndikunzwa ndinemthereri wedu wekutanga nyaya iri kupisa iyi. Kola mthereri, welcome, mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection. Ngubani okhonecingweni ari parinari ndiani?
Ya, kumangoba nafethu, ngicela ukuthi ufake indaba licace, kufana ukukhulumayo lokuthi ndebeleni kakhulu.
Anguzi baba, uthen?
Ngicela ngifake icace nje indaba ngikamile la ngiyadrayiva. Ngeke ngithe ngiye ngime ke ngiphendule umfana wakithi wesiNdebele ukuthi ye madoda, iyouth, ifuture ilizwe isezandleni zeyouth. Abayeke indaba yokuleka ukuyengwa la maqhegu la, ayikho into ezoyenza. Inkomo kudonsa futhi lijongoza. Ayikho inkomo yadonsa sindala. La sikhuluma ngethimu edliweyo, ithimu idliwe, ithimu yakabayiwa. Topinga sabu suti, kika uti zimzifaye, utaka kutora futi zimu 90 minutes kuti aplike mu nye hati winize, kwa zinguwa zi sipo maja, pasha zi munu, anoso rera kuti achazo, dati atiye makumbo.
So when
let's assume we have AFCON next week, nuba alumu pe zimbabu kwa nishpeleze kakwe eleke di matoto.
So when mnumzana uthi hayi
azameni enyindlela izimpapo nethu sonke but asingafaka ama feelings ama party kakhulu ngathi uyesifule esila zameni nje angeshona bayathi ukuthi zikoli zikoli but zwenza zimwe.
Right, mnumzana wathi ngikubuze ke njengoba ushilo wathi awulasi isikhathi eside uyazi kulaba abasakhulayo bebandlele MDC bona bathi hayi sesifuna ukutshengisela ngenxa yokuthi nangu umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa hayi uyezwa nangu mnasho ukuthi akayindawo until 2030 umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa until next election uzabe khona engumongameli kodwa abatsha abebandlele MDC bona bathi hayi he's failed njengamongameli isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubukela bathi kudeka abatsha imisebenza akula so kumele kwenze njani ngoba abatsha abe MDC sebe sithi hayi thina sesifuna ubhode endaweni zonke kwele Zimbabwe sitshela abantu ukuthi sokumele sitshengisele sitshenga isiZulu ukuthi hayi thina we're not happy
khona madoda futhi inkomo izilale phansi ngithi zebonto ayisadunzi kanti hawu inkomo ayisadunzi nje ifegcekele lento le
hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana danki
akufakwe inye into esegcekele asothina siyithanda kulo since 1980 bezama madoda bazamile kanti ukuzama bazamile kuyihlule ngase siyeqinisweni they tried 40 years is not a joke we cannot keep on trying now.
Kodwa nanga umunashe uthi ama policies la aka professor Mthuli Ncube ayasebenza.
Kade ama policies abakhona madaka kade ama megatiz asayina yini sesayibona madaka ecacayo kodwa sesima qiniswe. Let's be madaka simene qiniswe. Inkinga yethu manje mabona isikhuluma nje kula masilingi ama party kodwa iqiniso nje limdandalazi kade zakhulunywa lezi zinto kade zenziwa.
So
ayibele khona ukuthi ugabe kuba isinkwa sesi 90 cents. Why you think it's $5? So the policy black woman I talk on is about this technology. Almost every whole $400 in January. So what $40 man? You play a policy that could be something that would just bring money. Can I say, she has three, this is very, she has three. Almost that is a book, it's very, very, very more.
Put a clip or something. Yeah, I got goose of Numzana. I say, I goose about forward. Thank you, on Gena Gutlelo. So before you leave, Uti, Yebog Meleba, create a family which is Selena.
Ngizela lokuthi ibathengisele nje kodwa lamadoda lakhe onethe nje Pacific mbele bevela sisukumele nje ehlalweni kahle kuye lana nokujengisela buzi nawe uhlekile nje ayisocala uzamile kuyihlule
hayi siyakuzwa danki ngokungena kuhlelo angithi but
danki bafu
right nanga umlaleli Murukunzi wamthelela ukuthi ha chini ichikaichi hanzi kana mthungamiriro wenyika atadza hapana chakaipa kungoti aiwa humana indatadza ndakusiya basa munoti nazvo izvozvo ndabva ndavabvunza ndakati ai vechidiki vebato reMDC varuti ivo vada kuendera mberi nechirongwa vanoratidzira nekuti hanzi mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka ndavabvunza ndakati munobvumirana nemaondoro avo here vati hongu pamberi nazvo izvozvo munoti nazvo tipeiwo maondero enyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa munokwanisa kundifonera pa +12026192077 munokwanisa zvekare kutinyorera pa WhatsApp pa +12026540318 ngatidzokerai kuna munashe tinzwe kuti anoti munashe usakone cingwene na
ya ngekekona
right umzwili umlaleli pendula
umlaleli uyachaza ngoba he's very passionate about his country, he's passionate about ilizwe liphumelele lisiya phambili and I understand ukuthi ijongosi sokumele sifake amajongosi nxa inkomo sigugile aselele siyithise engabe qinisile maybe ngendlela acabanga ngayo kodwa maybe into engayitsho kumlaleli lo ngokuthi hayi we understand ukuthi there is this desire to have young people leading izinto but you should understand ukuthi siyafuna phela lathi iwisdom yabadala abadala bathi bona indlela ibuzwa kwabaphambili inyathi ibuzwa kwabaphambili bona abadala siyabafuna bebe khona sihlanganisela labaphakathi laphakathi labancane ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili esikwenzayo kuyalungiswa ilizwe liyalungiswa kuya phambili singalahlwa yilokhu esikubona kathesi sesilahle ithemba ngenxa yokuthi maybe kungabe kule situation maybe engangakuhle kathesi but the way we are going is brighter than where we are now. But ngaba sa ruza hat. Let us stand strong on what we believe in as a people and unite ourselves as a people and not unite in action and not unite in damaging of property and not unite in burning of cars but unite in building the country. Munyese ngawe leshafe for sure yake, munyese ngawe le data yake, munyese ngawe le sanende yake kuti tilake nyika kuti tipute nyika.
Hai, siyabonga munashe bamba kancane ecingweni siyeza kuwe manje angithi bafo
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, Chirongwa, Ndechenyu, Chirongwa, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program, targeted tackling anything and everything youth-related in Zimbabwe. Iskati 2:34, Kwele, Washington, D.C., Kuzimbabwe, Yave 8:34. Chirongwa, Ndechenyu, Chirongwa, The Connection.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Alrighty there, Chirongwa, The Connection, uhlelo The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Namhlanje kuhlelo, nasi mchirongwa tukubata nyaye politics. Vechidikiwe bato re MDC, wakuti, isu, I was Zimbabwe, stand by. Soon and very soon, anzi Advocate Nelson Chamisa wachari za pitu, wachiti nguwa yekuti tinoratidzira yasvika. Hanzi kana maneta, kana muruku gununguna nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Aiwa, ngatibudei neuwandu wedu, tonoratidzira pachirongwa. Tina MDC, Youth Organizing Secretary, Godfrey Kuraone, uyezve wechidiki webato reZANU PF, Munashe Mtutsa. Ngatidzokerei mune nyaya yatinayo mugango. Eva Kuraone, mchiri pachirongwa here?
All right,
right. Ndirikutonzwa ne Tony yenyu kuti mauya makacharge kamukomo.
Aiwa, vanawe Zimbabwe hatisi kufara. Saka hasha dzakawanda.
Saka manzwa zvataurwa namunashe, hanzi aiwa umana zvinhu hongwa zvina kumira zvakanaka. Asi these things take time. My policies aripo, they've been implemented. Hanzi nyai tabvisa mayusa chichi zvinhu zvichanaka munyika. Imi manje makubura kumhanya muchinoti takunoratidzira. Madi ungo mira waka mkoma kuo mwona ukutuzunchucha naka ya?
Mkoma maiki panda inda offline. Mkoma mwona shuane so wanga wata wana sakati wandei. Shikuta wanga wanga wata wane haya vice chairperson wa MDC. Ola libo job skala. Wakata wana wana mwashini kutuwa da upisa wana nga kwa wakata wana wane wana wane tini yawa hizo fana kukupila 2023. Inzuka huu reminder mkoma mwona ashe kutuwa ruka nga anu wakutu. Muna November 2017. Namuna ngagwa wakabisa Robert Mugabe. Wakawane temu ya ifana kupela 2018. Wakawavisa temu ya ifana kupela. Wakisaita ma reasons avaisaita. Wati susu MGC atina kutichela kupisa. Namuna ngagwa ne force. But we use constitutional means to make sure kuti namuna ngagwa wasi hamasa ranabu nukuti wataza. Chechipiri nyaya wano taura kuma mnashi mshawana kuma Mike kutikiria wareba wano taura kuti ngati hape nguva ekonomi yaka kusa fose hai gunu kugazi wafume zivitatu kutikiria kuma mnashi kutitaka mboita inclusive government in 2008 in 2009. After 2008, my shelf at Atina Chunu. Mango Sara, my tissue shed of my shelves. Munika Mamusna Mari, Wurafamane Mari, I have any bar. But it only took 3 months for the inclusive government to notice my changes around the economy of Zimbabwe. I was not to go to Kareba. In a put in my government, Mangamani ran, why is Sira Raita? Mangamani ran, why you prioritize? Wakara kasi shara dawe zanu pefu, waisa rapuwa marie mshonga wa iti kama gejo. Rapuwa marie kutie mshonga wa iti nangoro. Mama wa nevani wa prioritizer. So it's all about the administration. It has nothing to do, Maria Rukota, mana waka waka chinja, waka chinja, waka dai, waka chinja, waka dai. It has a lot to do with the administration. Taka hurumene ya mnangagwa, as long as it still has my old guard, awana wa ikosinara. There are no new ideas which they are going to bring into this government. So there are also no new things that we should expect as Zimbabweans. So we should expect all the old things right now and the old system of running this government. So the only thing to do for Zimbabwe is to make sure there is a new leadership which will bring new ideas into government so that we also see new things and a new way of doing things.
Asim Koma Godfrey, is there no better way? Like you mentioned earlier on, you know, protests in Zimbabwe have not really been the most successful. We've seen a lot of young people lose their lives, a lot of protests, a lot of property destroyed. We've seen the economy take a hit due to these protests. Is there no better way to advance this issue and make your grievances addressed?
Look, Koma Mike, issues as MDC, like I said, we're a law-abiding party. We are not violent, we are very peaceful. We have never organized a violent demonstration. All demonstrations at our organization are peaceful. We want to get back at the demonstration. That's when the police come. Just to provoke the citizens. The citizens are in Zara. The citizens are in Shungu. The citizens are in Hasha. They just come. And the making of demonstration just to provoke them. So even those are especially always saying, let's have a peaceful demonstration, let's have a peaceful way of airing our grievances. But the ZANU-PF government and the ZANU-PF militia, they come to provoke our peaceful demonstrations.
I am Koma Godfrey, the guy in the Bate Pamromo Kamashomanene, and the Torem Terri, then Ruzoka Mirandis. Right, Zulukanda Baliamuzo, now Mumumzana, oh Godfrey Kuraone, you can hear in a Tony Akewuti. Bona Nyempela, they have the fire. What do I, hey, Asizwen Uzi, Umlaliena Utsini, Motabukone Kutwini. Kola Kolam Terri, Mapinam Chirongwa, Aripar Narendian.
It might you sing this on my song.
Masang, Masangunjan putas.
Mkona putuam Linja.
I see a pila, who's coming up?
Mkebutua.
Gwele Botswana Dumelang, Wabu Akastuan.
Yeah,
I intate kahutla kahutla ntate. So utabona kone kutwini kubatlo gore o bo le batho. Ke kopa o ba bolelle gore hi wena, how are you seeing this issue?
Eh nya a hore ke boele bona. Yazi kuti samaithi into ekhona ekhala. Ngizuzu kuti kati abantu laba bezanchef baphila kuphi umhlaba wona into zomile kangaka ekhapha ati bona kibo kukhanya ngani kumnandi. Ngani ngoba ungalalela ulobhudla nxa ekhuluma yena uthi into zizalunga. Ngiyazibuza ukuthi ziyalunga nini. Engithe ngizalwa mina, vele ngihlupheka kungela lutho olukhona ekhaya. Siphila ngawo umbhida nalowo lokhu abantu bephila ngawo lanamhlanje. Ungakhangela yonke into nje eyenzakala ekhaya kula nto enhle. Mina bengisekhaya last week. Ungangena emashops, 2 liters ekhulu ngi-oil vela ungeke ufe wayithenga ekhaya lapha. Yayithukela ngeke uyithenge ekhaya. Isinkwa lesitiki ngithenga isinkwa eselobhelo nge $5 isinkwa ilofu yesinkwa iqanda elilodwa iqanda lisenza 75 cents ukuthi ngedola uthenga iqanda eli-1 kodwa kuyabe kuthiwa into ziyalunga akulanto elunga into lokhu eziwoma zisiya phambili ungahamba le moto ekhaya kathesi eyagcina ubhakile waphenduka ebhoda wazothenga ipetroli ngoba uyatshonela yinini akulanto ekhona. So ungathi ukukhangela koko ngabe kuthiwa into ziyenzakala kuvuma sibili uNkulunkulu esingenelela ngabe sonke abantu siyaphuma sisiya abantu bezanu-PF eZimbabwe beziphilele bephile yabo impilo abayiphilayo bona phela bahambe emoyeni abahambe phansi njengathi
hayi wothi kubambe kancane ecingweni siza ukuthi yena uMnashe ungathi what does he have to say about umbono wakho angithi ungayindawo
yebo
right Mnashe usakhona ecingweni na Mnashe
Yeah, ngisekhona.
Nanga umlaleli uyakhuluma, uthini?
Well, ngiyamzifisa sibili umlaleli lapha and ukhuluma itshengisa ipassion ngokuza ubuhlungu maybe nge-situation yabeyibona. Kodwa ngiyayikhuluma maybe for the interest ukuthi abanye abantu benanzelele. Xa isikho isinkwa sesiyi-$5 engavezi ngani $5, so $5 isinkwa. Yi-$5, $5. So it's 75 cents iqanda. It's 5. Ngiyambuza nje ukuthi isinkwa yimalini elokuzini eBotswana ngaso sengitshela ukuthi ngiyamtshela ukuthi isinkwa othenga nge-10 pula you know it's quite a lot of money la imali enjalo so into ekhona ukuthi ye izinto zithinta ama price but obviously izinto lezichesa I rate yes dollar and sikhona ili senzakala. That is the reason why they tend to introduce this issue to talk about the new currency. Ama rate akase ukuyihla. The simple thing khona lesi abanye bese senza $8. Kukhona that tend to go futhi ku $4.10. Ethe that dollars is high angazi. Ethe that is like amaqanda. But it simple $4.10 just here. Which is if you look at if you are going to consider you look at it versus US dollar. It means for $1 you can buy 2 loaves of bread. So maybe you can like but look at what you see. Maybe I want to be the salary and pay for the life. Maybe I can see a joke of it. Well, I want to see, but in as much as they have gone through local Tennessee, their careers, they have seen it all. But hey, now who are seeing it there? Also, we can't imagine. Maybe it's pretty mad. We can't go on Cabanda and very well. We die. You go fast, you don't got a TV that in Amusha. Over here, I see a lot of people trying to. But there was a lot of government subsidies that were being paid through amateur fares. And right now, government is saying, no, we cannot be subsidizing a lot of things. Let's allow the market to control the situation and we will see where the direction the market is going. And this is the direction we are taking. And as a country, we are going towards something that is going to be very good. Cut this as much time as we are. Uputi ya lose Botswana, uza kanyela pepea uye Zimbabwe, ere proud of this country. Nga uti ya resebo yiligiti, loki sasa kukulu mkuku za nzalala, uya resebo yiligiti. But loki, it will never happen through the demonstration by killing people, by burning cars, by burning stores and looting stores. Never. It's only, it turns nzalala through dialogue. Demonstration ne kulu nyango brother Kura ne, is a demonstration that is not meant to then automatically force the president to resign. It's just a demonstration that is meant to cause anarchy so that the international attention on Zimbabwe, on negativity. There is nothing constitutional about bringing cars, like I said initially. So I see, as I said, on November 2017, it is everyone's news, because everyone's news, and everyone knows that on November 2017, Robert Mugabe resigned from his position as president of Zimbabwe. And then he was then replaced by Abanda Mbeki. So this whole thing, which Honorable Job Kala was right, because in November 2017, something like that happened, it's wrong. Because Mnangagwa is not going to be resigning anytime soon. So he cannot contain November 2017 in 2019 now.
What is the Uthi Mlaleli and is he satisfied ngempendulo yakho? Mashangu, sa connect ngwani? Putas, utengo...
Yebo.
Wangu.
Yangu, na angizi ngiyamuzu kutia kuluma. Pati, into busungi kuti ungatia kangela mpwetu. Impilo imnandi kubantile za NPF. Kupela.
Ungani, usisho kanjalo, ubona ngani they don't feel the pinch love.
Baba.
Ngithe ubona ngani, phela wonke umuntu uphile Zimbabwe, they're all living the same life. Wonke umuntu is feeling the pinch.
No, 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 ngiyabuyithango lomuntu maqeda ukuyithango lomuntu ose South Africa le engithumelela ichukela nginathe ngibiyele umuntu ngimlimele emasimini engithumezele isigqoko ngigqoke ekhaya kulamsebenzi sesiphila ngabantu abakhatshana abasemazwe yazi kubuhlungu ukuthi ngile 5 years ngisebenze eBotswana angaze ngike ngithi namhlanje ngiyaphumula ukuthenga impuphu ngisebenzele ukuthenga impuphu ekhaya ngisebenzele ukuthenga isawudi ekhaya ngisebenzele ukuthenga everything ekhaya ngithumezele ekhaya kuphela yonke into ekhaya akulo ukuthi phawu ngakwenza wena okuza kungenisela imali nxa usekhaya kumele ube nemali ephumayo kuphela hayi engenayo.
So before we let go of you, umbuzo wami wokugcina kuwe, uyavumelana na nabasakhulayo abebandlele MTC abasithi hayi isikhathi sesifikile, ungamuza u-advocate Nelson Chamisa eseshaye i-whistle yakhe esithi prr isikhathi sesifikile sokusiyotshengisela, ubona ngani that's a good move now?
Khona ku-right kakhulu abantu sihlengiselele, but engicela kwabasakhulayo ngicela ukuthi sibetshengiselele ngokuthula. kungabi khona lokuyana ngoba abantu laba bazondile abalolaka ngababulali izinyamazana kungabi lokuthi bezibethe besibulala sithenzele ukuthula kuphela singawona into yabo ngoba basithile any movement kuphela basithile siyakufa sithele belokho besibulala ngababulala abantu laba
hayi siyakuzwa brothers thank you ngokwengena kuhlelwa ngithi
thank you
come back next time. Right. Manzwa mutereri uyu nayo ari kutaurawo maondo ake pamusoro penyaya yatirikurukura asi ndirikunzwa ndine umwe mutereri ari kusouth africa uyu regular wedu mukoma Donald Mamboma. Mukoma Doni zviri kuhamba
mushe
kuriseko kurastenberg uku
kuno kuri nani mukoma wangu
nyaya iri mugango mainzwa mukoma munoti
munoona chinonetsa mukoma ka kana hurumende yedu kuti yaziva kusiya musiyano uri pakati pamanidhi namawanzi zvinonetsa kana hurumende yavamunangagwa isingagoni kupatanura manidhi namawanzi hainyika haindi mberi
asi iyo hurumende iri kuti basa vari kurova vari kuti vari kugona
mabasic needs anofanga kutasa atofanga kuti vana vezimbabwe tigare tinge mabasic needs chaiwo chaiwo havagoni kumatarisa vanokoshesa zvavo zvekuhaya ndege kudubai vachienda kwavanoda ndege dzinodhura tikataka dzimwe nyika dzinobudirira mukoma hurumende inenge ichiterera vanhu kona une hurumende dzingatevera vanhu zvezvanu DF hatina kwatinoenda nokuti ivo vanogara vachingovava vavengi vevanhu mhandu dzavanhu muna saka ukataura ka unonzi uringe urikokosheni sapota ukataura kuti chingwa chadhura hazvinei nekusapota pati yeuiti kana kuti uri kutaura zvinhu zviri kukunetsa pazuva nezuva rkurarama kwako but ivo kana vasati vakwanisa kuziva izvozvoka vachingoti kana munhu anenge ataura kuti chinhu chaoma onzi ii mhandu kana kuti wao uri kushandisiwa nyika iyi haindi mberi mukoma nokuti hapana kana indibesheni mukatitaguva zvavapinda vaeg hapana kana chatiche nokuti haupagoni kungozi mokuti mwombe inobereka tiri usina kana kumbosangana nebhuru hapana kana indication unonzi chiyona kakanye chii po pasina zvipo
saka zvino
mukomaatiri kuona chiri paground vari kungozimbabwe is open for business but on the ground zviriuti hawesi wese wese saka chii chiranoti chinonaka hapana chinonaka
asi mukoma Donald manzwa wechidiki webato rezanu PF uyu munashe mututsa achiti aiwa hongu zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka asi kuti zvinhu zvigadzirisike zvive like what they like to say back to normal hanzi zvichatora nguva imi muri kumhanya muri kuti toda kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe nhasi aiwa
zvakatitora nguva kare asiwa mukoma tikabatanidza kutonga kwaita zanu PF kubva 98 up to now pane pano vakatorarama vakawanda vamwe vakatofa vakachingofira munhamo saka tichadi zvinhu zvozvi zvichatora nguva hatichadi kugara dzimwe 38 handi tava kuda zvinhu zvirishote kana ivo vachitozvati vazotora nguva ngavabvi papinde manoita zvese pasikire
aiwa takunza zvakanazvinhu
zvinotora nguva tanyara nazvo mugoma tanyara nazvo kugara mumasango ndingozi zvoo zvichanaka zvinonaka seipo pasina indication ekuti zvinonaka pasina munhu ane mapulani maideas okuisa zvinhu vanindo vakazviita pazviri ipapo ndo vakaita saka zvigoni kuzoona kana ivavo vanhu vakaisa new ideas, new blood, hapatombodikana munhu wose une mhiri unotaura zvenhoroondo dzehoza nokuti havagoni kunakisa nyika vana matemadanda hapana kana idea yavo yatakambohwa kana one kubva vamugabe varipo yavakambonzi vovauya nayo kana dei vangu vachinzi vari maideas tingati takambohwa kana zano rimwe ravo ravakambopanga vamugabe hapana kana one saka inonaka hawo
aiwa mukoma Doni takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Doni nguva nguva ndiyo yadyanana asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda
muchirongwane.
Right, nangu mnumzana uregular wethu uDonald Mamboma laye uke wangena kuhlelo wathi hayi wathi ngiphosela amazwi amabili amathathu uhlelo The Connection Zimbabwe muhle sesiyafika emaphethelweni ohlelo sekusele 8 minutes asizweni ukuthi amaguest ami athini ngizaqala lo mnumzana uGodfrey Kuraone mkoma Kuraone mchiri parinareri
hongu kuma mai
right vechidiki vebato yezanu PF vari kuti zvamunenge muri kuplana izvi ko dialogue yashata here nekuti kana muchiti makuda kubvisa hurumende before the next election hanzi unless vamunangagwa vari kubviswa zviri pamutemo vari kuresigna zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka hanzi dialogue inenge yashata here
isusu seMDC tinotokurudzira dialogue but we have realized kuti vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vane kamendariti kekuti ndezvinhu zvese chinhu chedu like they said chinhu chedu ichi vakuda kutora this country as their private limited company running this country as their tax shop but isisu tiri kuti no fine makabirira makabirira but let's come together as Zimbabweans and reason together kuti torana sei nyika inoi but it seems kuti zviri kuwira munzeve dzakavharwa namatanda taita kuti okay fine maybe also Munzisha this language. So it's better we then use another language which they understand better. And in that language that we want to use, we are not going to be violent. Like I said, China can be very, very peaceful. Very, very, very peaceful. So the noisy, but it's still kumbia, and you could be really peaceful. So kumbia, a police, my soldier, and whosoever are in the government here, please don't provoke us. Because once you provoke us, you can't provoke one Zara. You can't provoke one Zara. They will react. So if the police and the army don't involve themselves in our demonstrations, I think it's peaceful. You find that there won't be any violence. There won't be any noise.
Aiwa, takunza zvakanaka mukoma nguva ndiyadyana, and I wish with this program could be longer. Mandisipaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Ndapinda mukoma mai. Ah, ndine mashaka kupedzisira mukoma mai.
Kandai, tokupai 1 minute.
Ndapinda hawo, ndaida kudza vana veZimbabwe vechibiki kuti Martin Luther the King. Our lives begin to end. So right. As the young people of Zimbabwe, we should not keep quiet. Show us who is my way. So look at the Zimbabwe, which is passing about. But you get all set to pin them with Guagua. That is the woman I'm not going to say. I think I'm going to mind.
I watch not in a school room. Thank you so much. No pin, I'm drunk on this.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right, umthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe omuhle sesifike emaphethuleni sokusele 5 minutes kuhlelo asizweni ukuthi yena uMunashe Mtutsa uthini njengoba nguye ozabe igqiba kuhlelo. Munashe usakhona ecingweni na?
Yeah, ngisekhona.
Right, sokusele ngiza kunikeza 2 minutes before igqiba uhlelo usitshela umbono wakho mayelana ngalokho okushiwo ngumnumzana uGodfrey Kurawona.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ngike ivangeli lisayo ithuba lokuthi ngisile uhlelo. Ngoba sibuza sizaqhiwa hayi abantu into engayitsho nje kubantu beZimbabwe ukuthi ilizwe libunjwa ngabantu abaphakathi kwayo abaphakathi abahlali belizwe ababunda ilizwe labo asibambaneni senze umsebenzi so omunye nomunye ayenze akwenzayo ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili asingahlambazi ilizwe lethu masingathikisi ilizwe lethu masibambaneni sibuye sonke senze ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Abafuna ukudemonstrate lekwenza ama-petition, they are very much allowed. I'll pay them in a peaceful manner. But I don't think ukuthi abantu bengangena emgwaqweni bethisha isitolo isinkwa siyayenza from $5 zimile ku-90 cents. Akusenze kutshintshe lito. Into etshintsha izinto yokuthi abantu befake bonke izandla eqhubeni sisebenze sonke ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Okwama-election kudlulile ngo-2023 kuzaba lama-election amanye. Kodwa nxa ufuna ukubona brother Mike ukuthi so far we have heard about 4 ama-by elections. The people of Zimbabwe continue to bless, the people of Zimbabwe continue to endorse ZANU-PF by voting for ama-candidates of ZANU-PF. Sigcine sathatha leyinye i-council seat ereku-MDC eNyanga South sayiphendulisa kuZANU-PF. Why? Because the people are really, really, really confident about what ZANU-PF is doing. And we know that ZANU-PF, and it is a Zimbabwe, it's not governed by its president. Agala kuma WhatsApp, kuma Twitter, where we have a lot of characters, angama ghost account, akuluma. But it is in the agala ground. The ground, you go to the ZANU-PF. So abantu siyabonga bonke abeZimbabwe ngokubekezela kwabo tinoathenda vese kuti vari kuramba vakashinga kuti Zimbabwe isvike painofanira kusvika saka tinotenda maZimbabwe nekushinga kwavari kuita tinotenda maZimbabwe nekuvhotera ZANU-PF kwavachaita futi kuzipane kuna Comrade Mbonyeni Dube ari kumira as an MP ikoko vachamuvhotera futi because they know kuti ZANU-PF is the people's party.
Hai, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Mnashe.
Alright, siyabonga brother.
Right, uyangare wechidiki webato ZANU-PF vamunashe Mututsa Zimbabwe ye omuhle muri yeZimbabwe haiwa mapinda muchirongwa nehuwando yenyu tinotenda zvikuru ndikonawo macomments aita zvekunaya nhasi tinotenda zvikuru tikaenda papage redu revoa shona Aaron Ngara ari kuti dai vaita dialogue before kuratidzira zvinhu zvimbodzikama izvi. Anzina Philip Murombe, you help people by making them suffer first. No, there's nothing like that. It's only a ZANU way of cheering people. Charles Zika, vati mkoma paka ipapa. Fio ya kuira last week, hanzi haiwani kuizesa hakuna mvura yekunwa hakuna ko hey zvinzvaipa munyika asabeni kukhasi letu elevio indebele sibona kuti abantu bathini sigebuhlelo hayi kulabantu abaningi ngempela nangu analyst Ndlovu uthi linjani siyaphila sis analyst uClemence uthi linjani siyaphila Clemence la ngumnumzana uLaxon uthi abantu bezimbabwe must rise ED is saying he's here until 2030 ukurana Penny kurana Skipani uthi election elected kuphi hayi kuthi abantu abezana ngibo abariga election ngubani ongazi yo lokho ukuthi since kulomgabe izanu ayizange iwine hayi asazi ukuthi lokho buliqiniso na njengoba kulama by elections jongazo muhle sesifikile emaphethweleni ohlelo mure eZimbabwe tashikwa kumagumo echirongwa ndinotenda zvikuru nemunhu wese apinda muchirongwa ngatisanganei same time same place and next week apo tichange tichikurukura nevechidiki vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship bye bye.